Oklahoma's claim to the buckle of the Bible Belt is widely accepted as true. But as Kurt Gortney reports for Oklahoma Engaged, when it comes to faith and voting, new research shows more residents are letting their political values influence the church they choose.
It's Sunday morning at the Tulsa church I attend, as children and adults enter the church's large gathering space for a weekly dose of juice, coffee, donuts, and conversation. They're talking about the start of school and the beginning of the college football season. Not everyone in this church agrees on everything, especially college football, and they also do not see eye to eye on politics. But when I asked several congregants at the Donut Hour how their faith influences their voting, their responses were similar.
It really bothers me when candidates run on their Christianity and say, vote for me because I'm a Christian, aren't I so good?
When I go and vote, I think the first thing I look at is character.
I think it's all about moral justice.
The thoughts of these Tulsa churchgoers are confirmed in the Oklahoma Engaged survey, where respondents cited honesty and character as important issues when it comes to choosing candidates. But Mitch Randall is concerned that Oklahoma voters in some churches are led by pastors with misplaced priorities.
It goes against the teachings of Jesus for religious leaders to use their positions and their voices to obtain political power, political influence, and build kingdoms of their own.
Randall is the executive director of EthicsDaily.com, part of the Baptist Center for Ethics, and wants voters to apply their critical thinking skills to their theology and to their politics. Michelle Margolis, author of the new book From Politics to the Pews, says this change is making houses of worship political echo chambers. She argues this is a marked change from the past, when social group identity, including faith values, would help determine a person's politics. And a study by Lifeway Research also backs up her findings. Alexis Carter, the discipleship pastor at Metropolitan Baptist Church in Tulsa, says there are people who have become a part of that congregation who may not support all the Baptist beliefs preached from the pulpit, but like the political climate they find.
We have people all the time who join the church and are like, I was not joining when I came. I am not Baptist. But they say, I see the work that you do and the way you talk about people and the way you serve the community, that's why they kept coming around and they said, okay, I don't fully get this doctrine. We can disagree on lots of things. We don't have to agree, but there are just certain justice issues and that should bring us together.
Chris Moore is the senior pastor at Fellowship Congregational United Church of Christ in Tulsa. Moore says he wants to help his congregants understand the importance of working together to make an inclusive community good for everybody, rather than simply supporting an ideological orthodoxy when voting.
We have become so ideological in our, not only in our faith life, but also in our political life. I mean, those things have fed one another so much so that, there's this purity test for anybody. And that is just as true on the left as it is on the right.
And while Protestant Christians make up nearly 70% of Oklahoma's population, Mitch Randall says people of faith should vote with others in mind.
I think all of us should understand that we should address these issues and think about these issues in a way that understands there is a larger populace in this state just besides me as a Christian.
This report was produced by Kurt Gortney for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit oklahomaengaged.com.